Welcome to Thoughts on the Market. I'm Laura Sanchez, Head of Sustainability Equity Research in the Americas. Along with my colleagues, bringing you a variety of perspectives, today I'll discuss a highly topical issue, the impact of U.S.-China trade tensions on the energy transition. It is Thursday, April 11, at 12 p.m. in New York. Last week, you may have heard my colleagues discuss the geopolitics at play around U.S.-China trade tensions and the energy transition. Today, I'm going to elaborate on that discussion, spearheaded by my team, with a deeper dive into the materials and minerals at risk, and exactly what is at stake for several industries in the U.S. When we talk about clean technologies, such as electric vehicles, energy storage, and solar, it is important to note that minerals such as rare earths, graphite, and lithium, just to name a few, are crucial to their performance. At present, China is a dominant producer of many of those key minerals. Whether at the mining level, which is the case with gallium, rare earths, and natural graphite, at the refining level, the case for cobalt and lithium, or at the downstream level, that is, the final product, such as batteries and EVs. If trade tensions between the U.S. and China rise, we believe China could implement new or incremental export bans on some of these minerals that are key for Western nations' energy transition, as well as for their broad economic and national security. So we have analyzed over 10 materials and found that the highest risk of disruption exists for rare earths and related equipment, as well as for graphite, gallium, and cobalt. Some minerals have already seen certain export bans, but given the lack of diversification across the value chain, we actually see the potential for incremental restrictions. So this led us to ask our research analysts, how should investors view rising trade tensions in the context of clean technologies penetration specifically? While electric vehicles appear most at risk, we see the largest negative impacts for the clean technology sector as well as for large-scale renewable energy developers. This has to do with China dominating around 70% of the battery supply chain and still having strong indirect ties in the solar supply chain. But there are important nuances to consider for renewable energy developers, such as their ability to pass the higher cost to customers, whether this higher cost could hurt the economics of projects and therefore demand, and the unequal impacts between large and small players, where large tier one developers could actually gain share in the market as they have proven to navigate better through supply chain bottlenecks in the past. On the auto side, slower EV adoption would naturally impact sentiment on EV tilted stocks. But as our sector analyst highlights, this could also mean lighter losses near term, as well as market share preservation for the largest EV players in the market. U.S. metals and mining stocks would likely see positive moves as further trade tensions incentivize onshoring of mining and increase demand for U.S.-made equipment. Given strong bipartisan support in the U.S. for a more hawkish approach to China, our policy experts believe that the U.S. presidential election is unlikely to lead to easing trade restrictions. Nonetheless, in terms of the energy transition theme, a Republican win could create volatility for trade and corporate confidence, while a Democrat administration would be more sensitive to the balance between protectionism and achieving global climate goals. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed the show, please leave us a review wherever you listen to podcasts and share Thoughts on the Market with a friend or colleague today.
The preceding content is informational only and based on information available when created. It is not an offer or solicitation, nor is it tax or legal advice. It does not consider your financial circumstances and objectives and may not be suitable for you.